A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another edition of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, your host here. Rivals has arrived, and we're going to a new study that just recently came out about CTE. And it actually mentions that CTE actually is not necessarily linked to getting a concussion. So if you get a concussion, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get CTE. So all of the discussion has been about concussions, and concussions lead to this CTE disease. And what they found is that everyone who had CTE had actually had a concussion, and they kind of drew a conclusion. It was actually reported in CNN, and basically the researcher, Dr. Lee Goldstein, said, "Now we have both the scientific proof, the pathologies to support it, and all the evidence to show that concussion is not linked to long-term neurological disease." Which I find very interesting. So here's kind of my take on this a little, to some degree. I've been a firm believer that there's a lot of overreaction about, you play football, you're going to get a concussion, you're going to get CTE, you're going to go mad, and you're going to, get angry and moody, and then you're going to die. And that's kind of the paranoia that's been spread out there. And I was like, well, then why aren't all of the players dead? Because pretty much every player who's played football has had a concussion, has had some kind of issue. And I believe there are more factors to it. And so what they believe happens is that it's an overexposure to a lot of repetitive blows to a head. So they even say it's happened with military personnel who have been on the roadside where they have bombs go off. And apparently, I've never been in that situation, so I have no idea what it's like. But apparently, it literally can be concussive, or it really rattles someone's brain, the vibration of the actual explosion. And I'm sure they're very close when they happen. And so I have no question that it would be probably very traumatic and scary to begin with, but I'm sure there's some kind of physiological impact on the brain. So I wonder, boxers are getting repetitive hits to their head. And where are boxers? It almost seems to me as if a boxer would be more susceptible, MMA fighters even, to having these issues. And so I still, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, and I don't want to, just refute everything that happens. I just think it's still a little inconclusive. The concern is that it could happen, from just being, just the normal everyday contact of football. But I'm not sure that that's involved. And they even mentioned in here, they said, look, it's very safe to play football. You just have to be conscious of it. And I think that's the one thing that, to me, that's the main thing about all of this, is you have to have an awareness, and you have to be smart. And of course, equipment, rule changes and things, I think have led it in the right direction, because it's a great sport. It's a fabulous sport to play. There's so many good things that come out of it for so many reasons. And, so it's just not something you just want to, throw away. Which leads me, so my son loves football, and he didn't always love it. When he first started playing, he hated it. And so now he's really, really enjoying it. And he's getting more and more involved, and he's a sophomore in high school. And the crazy part is he's now a quarterback, which is what I was. I never thought he would be. He when he first started playing, he had an ability to do it, but it was like, oh, there's so much pressure being a quarterback. I don't know if I want to do this. And the concern is, are you fearful for your son's safety? And of course, I'm a parent, and I love my children first, and I would never put them in a situation where I thought they would be harmed in any way. Now, I'm a firm believer in, I think it's okay that my kids skin their knees. I think it's okay that they maybe struggle in school sometimes, or that they maybe didn't get to play on the team. And it's okay to kind of work yourself through that. To have that failure in life is not, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's very healthy and very helpful for your overall well-being. So I'm not going to sit here and say my kid needs to play above other kids, but I am going to say that I think it's good that they play. I think it's good they play sports. I'm glad my kids play sports. And I would never take that away from my son at all. I'm not concerned. I know there's a lot of question about when should kids play. And I can tell you that I coached flag football, 5th, 6th graders, no pads. And all you're supposed to do is just pull their flags. Well, there was more contact. It was more physical than when they actually got pads on. In fact, most kids, when they first start playing football, they're afraid. They're afraid to actually get hit. So I'm not as concerned. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't start before an age, but they just don't hit each other. They just physically aren't fast enough to run into each other in a way that's like hurtful. So, I'm not concerned about them playing it. I'm really not. In fact, I like the fact that they got pads on and that there was just more protection for the kids. Football's a great game. It's really good. I want my kids to play it. I want them to be a part of it. I find this new article is very interesting. It really is. It's fascinating. But it just leads me to believe, because now they're saying it's not concussions. Now it's just, consistent head blows. And so I don't think they really know yet. I think they're headed in the right direction. I certainly would support whatever definitively was found out. I think there's a lot of other factors, mental health issues. I think there's factors from drug use and abuse. So let's kind of see where this all lands, because they are trying to actually get a way to detect this in the living, because they can't detect CTE unless a person's actually died. So they're working on finding ways to do it and help in some recovery or recognizing it earlier and kind of deterring it. So I hope that happens. Anyways, please, please play football. Don't give it up. It's a good thing. And we'll just keep monitoring this and see where it goes. All right. Rivals has arrived. Now it's time to go. You can text Rivals to 65537. Go to all the social sites and like us. Thanks for checking us out. Be smart. Dial us in on your phone and we'll catch you soon.